Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome to Karen Reed Land Part 2, where the facts are a little bit tangled up, the stakes are sky high, and everybody seems to have a connection to somebody else. The state says Karen drunkenly ran over her Boston cop boyfriend in a jealous rage. The defense says not so fast. He never made it inside and her taillights blast radius. And it's the people in that house who should be being looked at. Jury selection, it is underway. Reed's legal team has filed an emergency petition to the Supreme Court. We are diving headfirst into what this case is really about. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, host of the Break the Case podcast. Jen, here we go. We're about to dive in, and there's so many questions and not a lot of answers and a lot of this way and a lot of that way as we're about to enter the second trial here. What's on your mind? How do you think this thing is going to kick off?
Well, you know, Tony, the number one thing that happens during any trial, in my opinion, is jury selection. Mm-hmm. Forget the evidence sometimes. It really comes down to the 12 individuals that are going to decide the case. Mm-hmm. And I just have so much pause in terms of, can they find a jury that has not been tainted? That's really my biggest concern with this case.
Do you think they can? I mean, it's still happening there. Was it a mistake to keep it there where it has been for part one, with the amount of disdain and just overall revelry on each sides?
I think it was. I think this really is a no-brainer. Take the Idaho 4 case as an example. They moved that out of Moscow in a New York minute as mm-hmm. soon as the motion came in. And yet here, where you have a much more vehement showing, you know, nationwide with what is going on with the, you know, what's in the streets and megaphones and signs and bumper stickers. It's insane what's happening in the Karen Reed case. And to not move it to Boston, a huge metropolis, not to move the case, mm-hmm. but to just draw from that section of people, sure, for your jurors and bust them in. I know it's expensive. Mm-hmm. I know it's a pain, but that's how it needed to be done, in my opinion, to get justice. And it's been done on multiple occasions with other trials.
Why do you think they didn't do it here?
You know, the judge really didn't want to do that. And it would seem that neither side wanted to do that. I really don't know, other than I think it is a rarity for that to be done in Massachusetts. In other jurisdictions, it's not that much of a rarity. But I think it was a big mistake if truly they want to get 12 jurors who don't know anything about this case. I mean, we've seen the interviews, at least the reporting of what's happening.
Yeah.
And they're all raising their hand. Yes, we all know about this. Many of them, a huge group, many already have made their mind up.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to get kicked out. But I mean, how many stealth jurors could be on that jury that no one ever knows about? Because Tony, the questions have been out in public resource for so long for them to practice and for them to figure out what they were going to write. And also, Judge Cannone said the 100 jurors, you know, that would be considered possible jurors, those people have known about their selection for weeks. So this isn't anything
Is this just how they do this in Massachusetts with all of this? I mean, or is this unique to this case? There's so many things seem to be unique to this case.
Well, I think it is unique from the standpoint of how much time was given for them to know that they were considered. And then also, I think for these juror questions to be leaked out, you know, Massachusetts is just so open. I think they've taken openness almost too much of an extreme, although I am a big believer in that. I don't think when it comes to the jury, juror names, juror faces, any of that should be released. Yeah. It's just too important.
Let's talk about the independent report that came out that talks about how the investigation went. It doesn't find any sort of conspiracy, but it shows really, really bad police work. I mean, just things, you know, left and right that this is done not the greatest. When you have an investigation that is so botched the way that they botched it, how do you take something like that to trial? I mean, after that report came out, whether you think she did it or not, just when you have such a botched investigation, and at the end of the day, really, it is somewhat up in the air where one could argue that she hit him or she didn't hit him. Take the whole going in the house thing out of it. Just, I don't think we know for sure because there's not a camera that is there. One could argue one way, one could argue another a bit, and both seem like somewhat valid opinions. And then you have such a botched investigation. How do you argue that as the state and go, oh, okay, well, you should trust us for all this, but all this over here, really, you know, we kind of screwed up.
You have to stick to the facts, Tony. When it comes to the absolute fact of DNA of the taillight being from John O'Keefe, that was not botched. When it comes to the fact that she drove away and there is dash cam video early in the morning of her taillight being broken, that's not botched. When you look at the hair being on the vehicle, now, people might want to argue that, you know, how did it stay frozen on there? And I've explained this before, that hair has moisture, just like your tongue has moisture. Take your tongue and put it on a lamp post that's frozen in Massachusetts, and let me know how that works out.
Don't really do that, anyone. Don't follow Jen's advice and do that, because I don't want the call later.
But it's the same concept.
And
I know there was wind blowing and everything else, but again, there was snow packed it on. You could argue that if you want to, but nevertheless, that part wasn't botched. Screaming, I hit him, I hit him, overheard by multiple people. That's not botched.
Sure.
The pieces of the taillight being embedded in his shirt on the arm that was scratched, you know, above the arm that was scratched, that's not botched. So you can look at a lot of what is peripherally that wasn't done well, but you can't say this evidence doesn't exist.
What about the issue with the impact? If it was a big enough impact that you have embedded pieces of taillight into his clothing, which is what the evidence does show, and people can argue each way of, well, that was planted or this or that. But bodily, do we see physical injuries consistent with being struck by a vehicle that hard?
I do because I think the brunt of it went right on his arm. I think it was a blow that was, how does she describe it? I could have clipped him. Mm-hmm. A clipped blow, if you will, to that arm, and it threw him back, and his head smashed against that frozen ground and split his head open. I mean, yeah. I see it. I can picture it. And I think the reconstructionist, the accident reconstructionist, that PhD for the CW that's going to come in is going to explain this much more eloquently than I can do. I believe they will do it the correct way this time, to have illustrations and, you know, his background in support of it. And I think everybody's going to see what many of us already see.
What's your thoughts on taking this to the Supreme Court? Because now they're trying to argue it there. I mean, that's a stiff road to go up, if the Supreme Court even wants to hear it, which I highly doubt they will. But if they were, I mean, if they were to take this thing on and go, okay, the United States Supreme Court now says that jurors after the fact can come back and say, well, that's not quite what we said. Some of them can say that anyway. And then that constitutes double jeopardy. It really doesn't. That's not double jeopardy. That's not how this works. Now, one can argue this should have been, you know, vetted out in the court a little bit more when the jury came back with their verdict. That certainly would have been nice to have been done. But after the fact, that would be throwing like every case in the world up in the air, at least in the United States, if you can have jurors come back and say that after the fact and have a verdict changed or have it thrown into double jeopardy. Where do you think that's going to go?
I think it'll go nowhere.
Yeah.
For the same reason that it's gone nowhere all up through the court system so far, through the entire Massachusetts system, including their Supreme Court system, and they would be overturning their own, you know, their own verdicts, or I'm sorry, their own opinions from before. This is nothing new. This has been appealed in much more egregious facts than this one, than this particular case. And, you know, opinions where people had said, listen, this is our verdict, but just didn't write it on the form. In other words, they're in a court setting. Mm-hmm. So no, this has no legs in my opinion, but of course they're going to appeal and they should.
Sure. Biggest obstacles here as we're going in, let's talk about it for the prosecution, first of all. What are some of the biggest obstacles that they're going to be facing in round two of the Karen Reed trial, trying to convince that jury that this was, in fact, second-degree murder? Do you think that they should even try to get to second-degree murder, or just try and, you know, get to the bar of manslaughter if that's what their goal is? And what do you think those obstacles are going to be?
The biggest obstacle, really quickly, is jury nullification, but we've already discussed it. The second biggest obstacle, just in terms of their facts, are going to be the issue with the lead investigator. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be eviscerated again on the stand by the defense. You know, Proctor is going to be made to look like a real villain, and that he made his mind up, and that he was prejudiced against Karen Reed. And it just is a terrible optic. Mm-hmm. But he was fired, and they're going to show why he was fired, not for corruption, not for collusion, but because he drank on the job, he drove his cruiser drunk, and he talked terrible about a witness to others and talked about an investigation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's good, actually. A lot of people say, well, it's terrible he's been fired. I think it's a good thing.
I think it's good.
Because it showed the jury he's been held accountable.
Yeah. I mean, and I know he was fired for being drunk on the job, but I mean, was that, on paper, yes, officially, this is why he was fired. But I mean, he clearly did show a bias against Karen Reed. I mean, right off the bat, I don't care who he's talking to. It shows his stream of consciousness of, you know, everything he was saying about her, not just the horrible physical things, but everything about, you know, we're going to get her. I don't have the exact terms in front of me, but obviously the man was not objectively looking at this case. So you have that, and that's a fact of this case, that from the beginning, your lead investigator already is determined to bring her down. That's a hard one to argue to a jury. I mean, okay, your lead investigator is doing this. What else is going on behind the scenes, which easily then leads to more conspiracy type arguments? That's a hard one. How are they going to handle that?
Well, I think really when you look at this, it was 16 hours later that these conversations took place. Now, some people might say, Jen, 16 hours, that's such a short amount of time. No, in investigation land, it's a quick amount of time in a case like this. Mm-hmm. He already knows that she said she hit him and already has gotten all this information, already understands that what he died of, which was his cracked skull combined with the, you know, the frozen hypothermia factors. He already understands that the tail light's broken. Mm-hmm. He believes, and remember, this is a state trooper. This is somebody, these troopers have seen so many accidents and so many accident scenarios. This is not even close to his first rodeo of seeing what a motor vehicle accident was. So he already has all this information in his head. And it's not just his investigation. He has sent multiple people out to do interviews and collect evidence. And he's the fulcrum of all that evidence. Mm-hmm. So he knows it all at this point, 16 hours worth, which is a lot. And he's decided in his mind, she hit him.
Sure.
And I think any logical investigator under those circumstances would have also thought that. Believe me, I'm not supporting what he said. Mm-hmm. I'm not supporting anything he did that he was fired for in any way. But I'm just saying people need to understand what it's like to be the lead detective. And after 16 hours, you have a lot of information.
Sure. So essentially, you're saying if you're just looking at what they knew as facts in the case at that moment in time, one would logically, a reasonable person would logically look at this and go, she was hit. She said she hit him. The evidence that we see thus far. So it's more so the loose tongue that completely sinks him because of the way he then started talking about this and the way he kind of framed how he felt about Karen Reed. Had those elements not happened, had his loose tongue not gotten so damn loose out there, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation today. It's more so the optics that end up destroying the facts in a lot of people's mind, the findings of what was going on versus just someone saying something out loud.
Yeah, you perfectly stated it, Tony. I couldn't state it any better.
What about the other side? What do we have going on over here? What are going to be some of the biggest hurdles for the defense of Karen Reed this round? Now that we have some new elements in here, we have the blogger, we have all the not good optics. If we're talking about character here, we didn't have this much of a negative outlook on Karen Reed round one in terms of what she said with her loose tongue in documentaries and such. Now you have two characters here that don't come across very well. Where do you think it's going to be? Where are the big pitfalls that they're going to have to look out for on the defense of Karen Reed?
Well, I've always said if I were in charge of order of proof, I would put out those statements she made in the middle of the night saying she effing hates him.
Yeah.
I mean, she says that. I effing hate you. And she calls 53 times. She's absolutely unhinged. You can hear how much she disdains this man, mm-hmm. right? Because the line between love and hate is very, very thin, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would show her state of mind and her hatefulness toward him. And then I would show all of those news media clips where she talks about what she did. Well, I think I could have clipped him in the knee, but I looked and he didn't appear to be mortally wounded. I mean, that's my favorite one mm-hmm. because she completely really admits to it. And then I would follow that up by all these, you know, paramedics who yeah. have no reason to lie, who should not put things like that on their reports. Their reports are medical evidence. Mm-hmm. That's what a report looks like. That's, you know, I'm an EMS provider. Anybody who is one knows that what those reports should say is everything about the patient. You're mm-hmm. not a police officer conducting an interview, an investigation. You let the police know what you heard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're witness to anything like that, but they have no reason to lie, mm-hmm. zero. And so I would put all of them up with what she said as well. And that's, to me, their biggest hurdle is Karen Reed herself.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, I think, more difficult this time because you have far more of her, in her own words, contradicting herself left and right through all of these interviews that she's given, through all of these statements that she's made. And this is going to play different, I think, to a jury this time. And it may just be more confusion. It may be like, we don't know either. But the fact that she's gone back and forth so many times on, did I hit him? You know, if I hit him, and then did I clip him? I might have clipped. You know, she just contradicts left and right. And then, you know, as the case gets going further, then she's in this absolute state of, I know I didn't hit him. That's going to be a difficult one. How do you think they're going to try and argue that to a jury where she just flips back and forth so frequently?
I think it just makes her look really bad. That, and when you see her in the courtroom, I'm assuming she's going to have the same demeanor. Mm-hmm. She has absolutely not one ounce of sadness. Mm-hmm. No regret, just like we saw on these shows. Just absolute, the only looks you ever see on her face are anger.
Yeah.
You never see any sort of, this is a man she purportedly loved for 2 years and she wanted to be with. And you don't see any of that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that also bodes well. But you know what? At the end of the day, a logical mind will really take the forensic evidence. And to me, even if you believed, although it's been disproven now, even with that report, that there was no collusion, mm-hmm. there was no tainting of evidence, no planning of evidence, if you look, how did the microscopic pieces of the taillight get in the fabric on his arm? Mm-hmm. To me, just as a logical thinker, I can't explain that other than the force at which that would have had to have happened, which they're going to have explained. And that's the giveaway for me that she should be found guilty of this crime.
Yeah, I mean, she does sink her ship so many times. Just recently, just this last week, remember the pickle chips?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, put the bag down. Just it. Still sits there. Excuse me while I eat my pickle chips and answer your questions. That whole thing, what she was talking about while eating her pickle chips, of nobody's being paid. These people, all these attorneys are just doing this work for free for her. Is it fraud when you're collecting tons of money through your defense fund and people are giving it to you for your defense and apparently you're not paying your defense? The hell is that? Is this just the Karen Reed I feel bad for you foundation, or what is this?
No, it's the Karen Reed I need to pay for your Botox and your wonderful clothes and your limousine and your beautiful nights out, you know, at the most expensive places there are in that area. You know, that's the bottom line is what she said there. And if you look, and I've posted this, the defense fund, what it's supposed to be for is her defense. Mm-hmm. And the fact she says that they're all working for free, she's just painting the fraud that is happening. And but you know what? People are willing to give, and I used to feel really bad for them. Mm-hmm. I really thought, you know what? They're just so misled and misguided, and they don't know. But I don't know if you've seen this, but people are saying I couldn't feed my family, like because of all the money I gave. And one guy specifically told me in a personal conversation that his business is going down and his wife is so upset with him because he gave, I believe, around $20,000 to her, and in conjunction with him traveling and making sure he was there to support her, doesn't even know her, never met her.
I'd be concerned if I was that wife, that your husband's going out to Massachusetts to go hang out with this blonde lady that's kind of attractive, and he's putting all this money, he doesn't even know her. Like, wonder what's the motivation is here.
Yeah, it's great, but there's so many people doing that. And you know, it's a fraud, in my opinion. She said it.
Yeah.
She said it. You know, when you write on paper, it's for your defense and you're not using it for that because you tell everybody you're not. That's a problem.
Do you think this is going to go anywhere with that as being a fraud? I mean, if it can be deemed a fraud, I don't know. Maybe there's some fine print here where it's like, yeah, we call it that, but it's up to us to use the money however we want.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Of course, yeah. GoFundMe is not having any role in this because they do not provide funds for murder defendants. And this other platform shouldn't either. I'm not going to even say it because I don't want to promote them in any way. But Tony, that's got to change. But I don't know if it will. And if people are naive enough to give money hand over fist to this woman,
At some point, you're just an idiot. At some point, you're just dumb and you're not making good life choices. And yeah, if you're donating to that and it's, you know, it's not going there, that's on you. that's not anybody else's fault at that point when you're seeing exactly, and she's literally telling you that she's not paying them. That's on you. But it's going to be interesting several weeks ahead as we have now to watch the trial of Karen Reed Part 2. I'm sure we'll be having many a conversations about it here as it continues in.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.